Stop apologizing for who you are. If I told you to recall adjectives of yours that you can consider negative points in your character, what would you do to not have to admit or name them out? You could be messy or stubborn, impulsive or chaotic. You could be talkative or unorganized. All these labels come with judgment and imply things about our behavior that may not be favorable. Embracing our nature is one of the hardest tasks to handle. Understanding and acknowledging the fact that we can never be perfect is a hard concept to absorb. Sometimes we get too judgmental on ourselves that we forget that what we might consider negative could hide positive side effects beneath it. Sometimes the benefit of impulsivity could mean that we are unafraid to press go on things. What can we learn from this? All our seemingly negative traits can be positive in certain situations. You're messy? Maybe you're also creative. You're stubborn? Perhaps this means when you want something, you work hard and keep going until you get it. You're shy? Maybe this also means that you are a good listener and you are more sensitive to other feelings. We are all very nuanced individuals. We human beings embody the true concept of differences and mixed personalities. The world is wide, and there is space for all of us, yet we all have this issue of over-apologizing. Sorry I missed your call, and sorry I didn't respond to your text message. No one wants to sound rude, but being polite doesn't mean always apologizing for every single thing around us. Apologizing for who we are, apologizing for our traits, for our mistakes and missteps, for being normal, for being human. Saying sorry and apologizing minimizes the impact of the word when you are truly sorry. It slowly begins to erode your confidence. And by this, you are telling your brain that your opinions and actions aren't good enough. And that is simply not true. You do not have to be sorry for being you. You do not have to be sorry for being different. You do not have to be sorry for having any characteristic. And not wanting to apologize for who we are does not mean we are neglecting the fact that we might have bad habits and that we could work on something to improve it. It just means that we acknowledge who we are. We are aware of what we embody. Yet, we are proud and confident, and we are always looking forward to ameliorating the bad aspects we notice in our lives. Not wanting to apologize for every single thing around us, for every single thing we do, or for who we are, does not mean we do not respect people around us. On the opposite, we are aware of the importance of apologizing. But when it's needed, it just means we are highlighting the importance of mindful apologizing. When we do something wrong and hurt someone, it is needed to apologize. After all, we are all human and we are all bound to make mistakes. But we have been raised and taught to apologize for every single thing, even the things that do not matter for people and do not affect them. Let's stop apologizing for making a request. You are allowed to ask and have nothing to be sorry for. Taking time out or having a break doesn't mean you should be sorry. It just means you need to relax and recharge. It is imperative for you to function as a calm and rested human being. Mothers always apologize for taking some time for themselves. Imagine how our societies have convinced us to apologize for the normal. We should not apologize for being excited about something, for wanting to keep a conversation about something we are passionate about. We should not apologize for standing up for ourselves. If someone is taking advantage of us or portraying us in a light that isn't favorable, we are allowed to stand up for ourselves and to correct them and to defend ourselves. We should stop saying sorry for having an opinion. Be loud and be proud about it. Not everyone should agree, but you have the right to have different opinions, and they matter. Thus, you shouldn't be afraid to speak them out loud. Stop apologizing for choosing to walk away from relationships that aren't serving you. You decide the boundaries you want to put, and you have the right to get out from every situation when you feel like your standards are not matched. Stop apologizing for having feelings, for laughing loudly or for crying. You can be angry and you can feel down. You are allowed to experience all human emotions without the need to defend yourself for doing so. You are allowed to make decisions about your life that those around you aren't keen on. You can listen to people's opinions, but your life revolves around your choices. Be brave enough to make the decisions and to take the choices that you see fit best. Own who you are, because you are different. And each one of us is different. And we should never be convinced that we must apologize for being so. Instead of saying sorry, try saying thank you. It can often reframe the sorry. Instead of asking for something and saying you are sorry, try saying thank you for helping me. Not sorry because I needed help. Thank you for checking in with me, and thank you for your patience. There's nothing wrong with being kind and to appreciate those around you. But it is absolutely wrong to hold the word sorry as a flag and raise it every single time you open your mouth to speak. Start practicing mindfulness about your words. Your words have power, so choose to be using them consciously. And remember to show up as you are, unapologetically.